Good evening, everyone. This is episode 12 with your girl, At the Dark with Hope. Good evening, everyone, all across this nation and all across the world. I know you guys are wondering, where have you been? I have not done my podcast. I have not been on YouTube. I have not been anywhere live. I was really booked and busy, as they can say. I was really, really busy with, I didn't have time for work. Classes, you know how life gets you sometimes, but I'm so graciously happy to be back. This is episode 11. I want to give you my take and thoughts on the Kobe Bryant episode with Gayle King. By now, I know everyone has heard about it, has unfortunately heard that Kobe Bryant and his daughter, one of his daughters, was killed in a plane crash. Helicopter crash, actually, with several other people. May all their souls rest in peace. But let me give you my thought on what Gayle King, she was having an interview with Lisa, one of the NWA basketball players. And I know you guys have seen it all over social media, all over news outlets. Gayle King, I believe, she knew what she was doing when she asked the question about Kobe prior rape charge with the young lady. And Lisa and Kobe was good friends. And Lisa, I commend her because she kept it 110. And she didn't bend. She didn't fold. She didn't seem stressed. She didn't seem pressured. She just gave it to Gayle straight up the way she felt that he was not indicted. Well, he was indicted. He was not charged. The case was thrown out, basically. And it's over, as well as Kobe Bryant's life is over on this side. So we all need to move on and let it just rest. And I believe that. We're going to talk. Everybody's going to talk. We have our own opinions about things. And we're going to talk about how we felt about him or whatever. But I believe that it was not the time or the place to, the wound is really open. The man had not even been buried. At that time, they didn't even have one memorial service for him at all. And you just automatically, excuse me guys, you automatically trying to get your ratings up. And you just went in. And the thing that bothered, that really upset it, Black America, was the fact that Gayle King is Black and Kobe Bryant is a Black NBA, former Black NBA basketball player. So it had everybody like, wow. And what I really want to go in about is that Snoop Dogg got involved. He was the most outspoken in Lil Boosie was. Lil Boosie is a rapper from New Orleans. Not New Orleans, excuse me, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, if you don't know. Look him up. Snoop Dogg got in and he was angry and he was upset. And he basically, I would have been cool with him just chewing her out. What he said about, you know, we're Black. Why is it always us that is stepping on each other always, you know, and why is it out that we... Because I'm going to do in another podcast about Gayle and Oprah. The Black American men or Black men in general thinks, not all, but thinks that they have something out against them because they always doing documentaries, especially Oprah doing documentaries on Russell Simmons, Michael Jackson, rape cases. But they hang out with Harvey Weinstein and several other known rapists, Hollywood big executive producers, and they have not did a documentary yet. They have not did anything on that. So that all plays a part why Snoop Dogg, when he went in on Gayle and he said what he said to Gayle. But where my problem was, when Snoop Dogg, get the kids out the room, because I've got to go in for a second. When Snoop Dogg said to Gayle, you funky ass be in that sense, you would never have heard a man that
is from South Africa, Ghana, Nigeria, anywhere, state, when he, and there's still some of these places like Nigeria, women still are being treated as second-class citizens in that continent. But you would never have heard them if they was out to chew a woman out. It would have been behind closed doors. They would have never got on a social media platform and called her out her name. Yes, they would have said the things that maybe he said in a different way, but you would never have heard a black man, African man, literally call another African woman that is of age and an elder in his community the words that Snoop Dogg used. Don't worry about the beeps. We're going, I got to talk tonight. So that's where my problem came in with you, Snoop Dogg. And you said, you made a statement that Gail, like, why are y'all always doing this? Like, why are you, like, why we can't get along? That's basically what he was saying, and I agree. Like, why are we always stepping on each other? Why are we always putting each other down? Why are we always want to, you know, killing the vibes of each other? But also, you helped it along the way, because what did you say to your elder? It was a better way to talk to her than calling her what you said. So you're basically saying to you, to the world, that this black woman that is old enough maybe to be your mother, and you said it, you call her a funky bee. My brother, you've been doing this too long. Is your hair scarf that you wear on your head, is it too tight on your brain cells, like you wearing, like I wear mines on mines right now? Is it too tight on your brain cells that you have the audacity to call out your black elderly sister in that manner and degrade her all over the world? And guess what? Your brothers and sisters, maybe 60-75% of you agreed with him, went along with him, thought it was cool. Yeah, that's right. Eat her up, chew her out. Really? We have lost our way. We have lost our respect for each other. This is a time and a place for everything. And as well as Gail King, it was not the time and place, my sister. My big sister, it was not the time and the place to even mention his name in a negative light, because I was always talking, if you don't have nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. It was not good for you to say what you said, Gail, but it damn sure wasn't good for what you said, Snoop Dogg, because you didn't look like a black man. You looked it like an ignorant soul. You looked it like a weak man, because I want you to have this same energy the next time a video surfaces and someone is after us black women. I want you to have this same energy. And I want you to chew somebody that attacks your sister in that manner. I want you to have that same energy. But guess what? Those that's higher above you got in your ear. And I knew it was coming. And I didn't have time to talk about it, but I knew it was coming. And I knew you was going to retract what you said. When you said, you also made this statement, oh, don't make us come look for you. And the woman got scared and had to get security. Well, she always have security. So I don't know what Oprah was talking about. She just probably had to get extra security because she's old and she's not from that. Like, she's not brought up in that environment. Maybe we came from where you know how to move and shake and you know how to get around in and out. She didn't come from that ever. Did you forget? And did you forget? This woman spent half of her life in books, in college, and created a career for herself. What she did was wrong. What she said was wrong. But two wrongs don't make it right. And then you retract it. And you came back and said you were sorry. But the sorry, it was already, the damage was already done, my brother. I need you to get up and have the same energy when a sister is fighting for a better education for her children. When she get on social media and cry out and say she was unjustly accused of something. I need you to get up and have the same energy. Don't pick and choose your battles. So all of us, so when something happened to the black, I want y'all to have the same energy. Because y'all, you know what we do as black people? We pick and choose our battles. We're not the Malcolm and the Dr. King that we was raised under. Because they didn't pick and choose their battles. Everything was enough for them to fight for. But you guys don't do that. Y'all pick and choose. What leaders we have today? What black leaders do we have in the community anymore? A leader, we don't have those type of leaders. Because the leaders of that I grew up under, they would dare not disrespect the black woman. You have never heard Malcolm disrespect the black woman. You have never heard Dr. King disrespect the black woman in that manner. You have never heard the Black Panther Party to disgrace the black woman in that manner. Never have you heard Farrakhan disgrace the black woman in that manner by calling her out her name. I know Farrakhan called you since you always go under him. Since you are under Farrakhan, know he had a conversation with you. And guess what? It wasn't even not the fact about him or other people getting in your ear. You know who got in your ear? The people that give you your check, they give you your royalty checks and this and that. They the ones got in your ear because guess what? She rubbed elbows with those people in them high places in society in Beverly Hills in California and in NY and everywhere else in the world. She rubs elbows and it didn't look good and they did not like it. As well as they didn't like the tone and they didn't like what she did and what she said about Kobe, but they damn sure didn't like what you did and they the ones got in your ear. That was disgraceful. It was wrong. It was despicable. Apologizing is not enough. The damage has been done, already done. We as a people must learn to speak before, learn to think before we speak. I'm keeping it under 15. It's been real. Check out the podcast. Check out the back podcast. Share the podcast. Share it to your friends. You can always call, email me, say, hey, I want to come on your podcast. I want to chop it up. There's some things I want to talk about. We're going to continue to talk. It's been lovely. I'm so black, so gracious to be back with my podcast family. Be blessed until we speak again. This is your girl, After Dark with Hope. Check me out on all platforms, IG, Facebook, Instagram. It's been real. I'm on Spotify. Blessings till we speak again.